Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday, our special day when just he and I are usually here. Thank you for joining us wherever you are. We know that there are people in as many as 30 different countries that check in with us, and maybe you've never emailed us, but we're thankful that you are listening. God bless you. Father, we just pray a blessing on all these listeners, and we thank you for the mighty anointing, the mighty blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost on Brother Freedom today. Lord, just take over. Give him that freedom that you do so very often. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Kamasila, hallelujah. You know, the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. He knows his rise run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his hearts is made perfect toward him. You know, all these different denominations, the Lord's been speaking to me about these, but each one has arrived from a personal man's ways with God. Hopefully that's where they start from. But God is bigger than a pastor. He's bigger than a denomination. He's bigger than church boards. He's bigger than the dignitaries. He's bigger than the president of the United States. He is Almighty God, and he watches for us to know that, to realize his eyes are searching for those that will make themselves strong on behalf whose hearts might be made perfect toward him. The Bible says that if we will call upon him, he will answer us, and he will show us great and mighty things we know not. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. There's glory. And the Bible plainly says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. That word please is where I want you to rest where you are. I'm in the spirit, but I just want you to hold that pleasing. We as God's children need to learn to please him. Other than church boards, pastors, all the schism that's in the activities. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. Churches have had fights on the color paint. All these heresies, they're terrible. They're divisive. They're not by God. They're by the human heart. And that human heart is so much, when they get saved, they're not careful. The Bible says the enemy comes in a short time to deceive them. And Mark, it talks about it. He's going to come after those who are once saved. And what happens? We don't let them grow to the depth of receiving the baptism, the power, Hamashita, the power. We're walking in a minus. Because of this, they become substandard. It's not their fault. It happens to most everybody. Pretty soon, you want to walk, move in the Spirit, and your pastor says, oh, you're out of joint. And your people say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Pretty soon, you're all backed off. And you say, well, that's not for us. I've been on the church boards. I've heard them say that. We don't want it. But I'll tell you, you need it. You need God's anointing. Or you're going to miss the mark. You're going to go to hell. That plain, I don't want to say that. But you need to realize that you and denomination, you need to straighten up. You need to seek God, get on your knees this day, and call upon him. Ask forgiveness. He wants you to awaken. I'm a nobody, but God called me out that way, the time, 1977, in fact, June the 6th, 1035, and God told me there was going to be a great fall away. I've seen it. That time, when I got in churches, I couldn't be an overcomer. When you start grieving the Holy Ghost, there's something about it that God will not allow you to grieve the Holy Ghost and have victory. And we can't have power without victory. We've got to have the anointing of God from the very crown of our head, the very sole of our feet, being saturated by God's glory. It's the move of God. God's not slacking in his promise. God knows exactly what's going on. He knows where Washington, D.C. is at. He knows where the Gulf's at. He's been speaking to me for quite a while that they're going to have problems in the Gulf. And I believe you're going to have problems there. I've got a witness here, so I've heard me tell him that. God moves through the same old way. I don't claim to be a prophet. I don't claim to be nothing. But those that claim to be a prophet are supposed to be led by God. And you have the answer. You can't go out here and say something and that's what they didn't know. When they didn't have the answer, you know what they had. They were not no longer included as a prophet. You have to have the real good. Well, I'm saying out there today, the church does not have the real goods. You don't have it, Pastor. I see you get upset. Those are all flesh. Don't you know that? See, you won't allow the Spirit of God to move there because you want your own will. When a man gets an organization, he says it's going to be the rules and regulations. And that's the rules and regulations. But it still doesn't mean it's under God's eyes. God sees it. There's nothing that escapes his eyes. You know, I'm going to let you in on a secret. 30-some years ago, the Lord showed me Ichabod on a lot of churches. What's that? That's God departed. Oh, you say, that can't be. Well, God told me that. Where his Spirit is, there's liberty. There's power. What do you say we've been operating on? Flesh. God's let you get your own way. And you better read the first chapter of Romans while you're at it, because it's to you. You put it to these homosexuals and everything, but it's to you, church. You need to awaken. Because it's time that you start praying and seeing God and asking forgiveness to become an overcomer for this last hour. The last hour is close at the door, and we need to be ready. We need to get all that old man off of us. He's been in first place too long. He's taken the driver's seat. God is the driver. Ah, come a sheet of a cut. He is your way, the truth, the life. Jesus paid in full that we could all be saved. But after you're saved, Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. If I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I go away, the Lord will send back a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He will reprove the world of sin. He lift up my name. He'll show you the things that you don't know. You need not that any man teaches you, but as the same teaches you is truth, and is no lie, even as he taught you, if ye shall abide in him, he shall move through you. It's there for our learning. See, the Bible says for the perfecting of the saints. Well, I'll tell you, pastors and deacons and that, there is no perfecting. It's all a bunch of garbage. Because you're not yielding. The Bible plainly says, in the last hour, we must worship him how? In spirit and truth. You can't leave out the Holy Ghost and have work in the Spirit. I know what the Spirit is. Now maybe some of you out there don't know, but I know exactly what he is. I'm just a nobody. But God can use a nobody with his signature on it better than he sometimes that you've got your name all spilled all over and nothing's happened. All you're out there for is bucks, dollars, dollar signs. God will provide our needs. God will take care of us. Call upon him, he'll answer you. But I'll tell you, it's a time that we must shaken ourselves. We must quicken ourselves to the coming of our wonderful Lord. I had a truck that I was quite a few years ago, and I got real sick. It's one of the things that God put me through. And the pastors in that town they actually prayed against me. When they started praying against me, that's when God really brought healing through my body. Their prayers weren't heard. The Lord let me know that the pastor, instead of lifting me up, is praying against me. I was having a hard time making it. I'm just a working man that God called. I searched for God. I have sought for God. And God heard me. He delivered me up from all. That's what David said. I sought the Lord. He delivered me. DMV. That's the Department of Motor Vehicles. Well, I got this letter. It said that I was way behind on my license. And I was quite a few thousand in the rear. They've had fines and co-fines and everything on it. Everything they tacked on it. And they said if I didn't, I'd be in jail. They weren't going to mess with me. So I just took it to the Lord, and the Lord says, Jesus, leave it to me. So I just sort of thought and got about it. One morning I was going to work, and I was just sort of recovering a little bit before I could get my back to position where I could halfway work. And so I opened the shop door up, and the Lord says, by the way, just close your shop back up and drive to DMV. Now's the hour. I said, I ain't got my checkbook. He says, you're not going to need it. That's just that plain. Come and see it. You don't need it. Here they said, I think it's about 4,000, something like that. Big about 3 or 4, not for me. They didn't use real nice language either. You will do what we'll say or else. So that morning I went to the DMV, and this lady was there at the counter. She might have been an angel, but it didn't make any difference. God was with it. And God moves by his mighty Spirit. And it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed the day of redemption. You go out here and start saying there's nothing to God, and saying your church don't want no God. You're going to be the leader of your church I'm not going to say the word, but you just bust all things over because you're the head. No. Well, God is the head. He's beyond description. He cometh. He is glorious. He knows all, is all, and loves all. He's the glorious, the most wonderful. He made this whole world that we could have eternal life, that we can live. And you get out here and you do things, foolish things, you're going to cause little eruptions. And before I go any farther, that's why judgment must be in the house of God. Instead of it first begin of us, what's the end of them that believe not? There's going to be some judgment come on planet Earth very shortly. I know that the Lord's coming, but I mean there's going to be something happen. When you see these things come to pass, look up. When the beginning of these things, Gulf was the beginning of it. But things are happening that's not normal. And Jesus says when these things come to pass, in Luke, the 21st chapter, says the beginning of these things, look up. The beginning, that's already the end. When the DMV in the office, and that lady says, what do you need? And I said, I'd just like to straighten up my, I sort of got a mess, I'm sorry, but I was sick, which I was. And I said, they finally got me straightened out, and I said, I want to make amends, well, whatever I got to pay, I'll just have to pay it, but I'll have needs, maybe need some time, or I'd like to work things out. And I just very humbly said that. She said, you were sick? And I said, yes. I said, I had a thyroid problem, and they couldn't find out what was wrong. And then I finally told the doctor, it's got to be my thyroid. This is about 2 or 3 months later, and it was my thyroid. But here, I'd suffered so long that I hadn't gotten no sleep. And so I wasn't too worried about DMV at that time. I just told her, I said, I'm sorry, but that wasn't my priority. I was just sick. I was so sick. And she said, we're not going to penalize you. Oh, I said, I just didn't know what to say. I said, so how much time, it'll be a fine? No, she's not going to be nothing. Rips everything up. She's go home. It's all zero. See, God is on your side. He'll make a way when there seems like there is no way. He'll help you, strengthen you, encourage you in a way that no one else can. It's a formula that God gives us. It's by receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost and praying through and allowing the Holy Ghost. And I've seen some of you pray for people out there, and shame on you. They have not the Holy Ghost when you get through with them. No one has to tell them. It's a baptism. The Holy Ghost comes. What you're doing is telling people they got something they haven't got. So here they're working a false gift, and they want to be recognized by their peers. So, I got the gift of prophecy. So they're making it up. Don't tell me that's not true. We went to some churches. What you got in your heart? Whatever that comes out of mind, they're going, that's from the opposite way. And Satan just loves that. There's confusion in our ranks. There's no move of God's Spirit. The move of God's Spirit is the power of God's Spirit that come to whatever problem you face, to face that, to engage yourself in God's plan for the hour. Because you are the man of God, and God wants you to be equipped for that situation, that you'll be equipped righteously for God. In His moment, His time, you'll go forth. And it works out really good. But I'll tell you, I'm getting sick and tired of these people speaking so bad about my Kamashita. I love the Holy Ghost so much. He is so special. Kamashita Makuma. Jesus is too, but He's down here in me. And Jesus is up there praying for me. And God's up there seeing me. Yes, last week, 2 times, God spoke audibly to me. But these things are going to start getting more rapid because His day is coming very close. And God wants to move out the hindrances. Sir, if you were a hindrance, you better get right. Because what happens if you miss this great coming? Oh, when a wonderful Lord comes through the clouds of life, it's going to happen in a split second. It's a second. It's gone. And you find yourself, I went to church all my life. I paid my tithes. I had my own way, but I was sitting in the pew, and I did this, I did that. You're missing. You know what you're going to be welcoming? The bad spirit's going to come in. The Antichrist. Make it up more pronounced. The Antichrist is coming in the door. He's already entered in some, but he's not really in yet. We've got a little time. Maybe this day. You need to take heed these things, lest any time you should let them slip. You need to call upon God while He's near. He says, let the righteous forsake his way, let him right back his thought, and let him return to God, to our God. Will He abundantly pardon? For as high as the heavens are from the earth, so is God's ways higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He says, come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. I tell you, old man, old woman, I'm saying this with dignity, but God sees you as a shame, some of you. You know, God moves to His love. I've seen pastors. I know how they do. They had to figure that a man of God, a woman of God, had to be what they thought. I've had them tell me, they said, we don't see how God could use you. Look at your old rough hands. Now, what a thing to say about somebody. But I took it. And I had them come back to church. The Lord says, just listen to what they say. And they said, boy, we sure weren't going to use like so-and-so over here, so-and-so over here, and who so-and-so is talking about. I already knew he's going to be in jail within a month. I told him, my brother, he's got a witness that he was in jail. He died in jail. But sometimes you think you might know it so much as you, because you're a pastor, it don't make you know what God knows. What I'm trying to say, God's God. We made church our playhouse. It's, oh, my father had my church. Oh, we got souls. Well, wonderful. He distributed more. Because God wants to grow up. God wants to come this last hour that we be full of the Spirit. Not full of the Spirit. Full of wrong spirits. And if you're not careful, you're going to live out eternity without God. That's shame. I pray that God will forgive you, touch you. You need the move of the Spirit in your place, wherever you are. If there, the Bible says, perilous times shall come, men shall go down the list, having the form of God, deny the power from thereof, from such, turn away. Look how many say it's just a form of godliness. The Bible says we're to turn away from it. And yet most people are not turned away from it. Oh, okay. Last Sunday in the church, they're still in it. They're out there listening to men. They got a formula. A, B, C, D, E makes Z. Yeah, don't make something. The Spirit's never wrong. He is never wrong. But God's enabled me this last hour. I'm going to be able to move by the Spirit. Kamashita, you out there, you never learned yet. I've learned. You haven't. It's a shame because your alms are not going to save you. Your alms are not going to keep you. Your Sabbaths are not going to keep you. What's going to keep you is being in God's Spirit. We're going to have to quit playing church and ask God to come into our hearts and lives. We made it so easy. I've heard pastors say, well, you got to make it easy for people because, you know, we don't want to get everybody. No. Jesus says, consider what you're doing. I can tell you in the Old Testament, consider your ways. You don't just accept Jesus and just go back to your old man. That's bogus. That's been the enemy. God wants you to consider what you're doing. Because you've got a heaven to gain and a hell shun. With that, the prize is too big. The prize is too wonderful. About, oh, just to be separated from Kamashina, being separated from God. I don't know how you live out here now without the intervention. I don't know how people live without the Holy Ghost. I don't know how you live because it's havoc around it. There's hellish things. There's worldliness. And God, He lives in me. And out there you can do the same, but you've got to bow down yourself. Humble yourself to the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be sober and be vigilant. We need, because the adversary, the devil, going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. Yes, everybody have problems, but we got one. Our God, the Holy Ghost, goes with us. We got someone to help us. Like when I went to that DMV, I had God, my Kanashina, go with me. I remember one time I was going up to D9 and I was going to work on a thing. The Lord told me, says, you know, it's awful cold out there. And I said, I know. I guess I'm a big baby for it. It was probably going to be about 30 below zero up there. Pretty cold up there that night.
He said, you know what? I'll give you a list, and you don't have to tell nobody, because nobody, you're not, if you did anybody ask you, yes, but they're not asking you, and I'm not going to tell on you. You just tell them exactly, if you can trust me that much, you don't have to turn the engine down, and I'll cover all your bases. How's that? You know, here I was going to have to, it had to have a crankshaft, but I that was in the list, and that's what I did, a lot of work. Getting that pan off and the guard, they call it a belly pan. That's the lower parts of the cap. Had to get it off and drain all the oil out. And all this cold, and it was getting snowing. Not all that frigid stuff was coming down, and I was, the Lord says, hey, can you trust me? And I said, sure, I'll trust you. You know, I've been trusting you. He said, I'm really mean big this time. I'm going to give you a list. You call into your shop, which is about 300 miles away. No, about 200 some miles away. But they're going to get a 9-axle low bed up here. And just lip it on the way it is. They don't have to, you just have to get it on there. You're not saying nothing. God will tell you how to talk. Pastor, God will teach you how to talk, Kamashita. He'll teach you how to talk. He'll wake you up, Kamashita. And so I called him. By the way, I seen this man Saturday, after all these years. He says, are you still walking with God? I said, yes. He told me that list was perfect. I said, I had help. He says, we know it. See, the world, he knows, the some of these low class anointing, they know God moves with his mighty spirit. And yet the holy people you do should have the full of God. You know, you owe nothing. And I've heard your pastor. I won't tell them nothing. They said, well, there were six of them together, and I was right in their midst. And they said, you know, God, because they said it for my influence, God don't speak to his people. You know, he don't show them these things. He says, you just got to be big enough not to know. We don't know. We don't do that. I need those things. Well, I guarantee you, we do need those things. And God will include them in the package that he gives you. Seals it with his mighty hand. God is not slack concerning promises. And when they tore that 9 down, it was exactly like God said. I've never made one thing that he's ever said. It's one. I've said this before as witness. Never off one. How can you go wrong? Just tell me. I'll challenge any of you guys. God is good. And if it has to, I'll debate with you because the Spirit will help me. God is not slack. In closing, concerning his promises, if some men count slackness, but as long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Thus says the Spirit of God. God bless you, Father. I pray that Father, bless this day. Anoint your people. Let them know that you're real. Oh, our God is raised. He's real. He's coming soon. You need to be ready. God's coming. God bless you. Let the take over. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God's got his tornado sirens going. He's warning you. And I hope you take it seriously. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.